Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
One, two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello,
nine, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12,
13,
14,
15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome.
Hello there.
Hello.
15-Minute Morning Show. Hey, you know, I was reading something today. I don't know if you saw it, Gandhi, but it said people that watch Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood actually retain information better than people that watch Sesame Street.
Really?
Really?
What was the reasoning? Do we know?
I don't know. I just read the headline. But I mean,
come on. So you're a Sesame Street guy.
Is that like all the screaming? Because, you know, Mr. Rogers is very emphatic with what he did, and he made a point about, you know, speaking clearly to the audience. And I feel, and I mean, it's been a while since I've seen Sesame Street, but I feel like they were all like,
hey, listen, I'm a Sesame kid, and I remember all those jingles. Like,
that
one,
explains
two, three,
a
four,
lot, though.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Like, I remember
that was
all
a
that.
Jingle? Counting was a jingle?
Yeah.
Yikes. Who came up with those words?
They what about Mr. McFeely on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood?
Mr. McFeely.
McFeely.
Oh, I thought it was Mr. McFeely. Sorry.
Maybe certain people learn differently. So maybe Sesame Street might be great for some people and Mr. Rogers better for others. I don't know.
I know for me, it's like different kinds of learners. People, some people have to see it. Some people have to hear it. I know for me, if I do it, I'm much more likely to remember what it is.
Yes, me too.
But yeah, if somebody's, like, if Danielle, if you tell me something right now, I'll fucking forget what the hell
I did.
Oh, me too.
I'm like, can you write that down or text that to me? Because
Yeah, I'm like, hey, yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody like, else, when you meet somebody new and they tell you their name, like 8 seconds later, you can't remember their name?
Forget it instantly. Instantly.
I'm lucky I know my own name, honestly. Yep. It's ridiculous.
You know, I
it's horrible.
That.
I'm, like, we have people come into the studio all the time, and I do the terrible, which I've learned not to anymore, nice to meet you, and then they correct you and tell you that they've met you 100 times before. So now I've just changed it to, yep, nice to see you. Regardless, it's nice to see you.
Yeah. I know. It's exhausting sometimes because, you know, especially with the number of people that we used to encounter pre-pandemic, I would have no idea. And I'll remember a face, but I will not remember that person's name.
Nope. Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. I always feel bad because, like, an entourage will come in with an artist, and then there'll be an AE or somebody from downstairs, and then you go around, hi, nice to meet you. And then you go, hi, I work downstairs. I work at iHeart with you.
That's the worst feeling.
I know. Hello. Because there's so many new people that I don't, you know.
And it's double embarrassment because then the artist or whoever is like, don't you know your own coworkers?
Right.
No.
Like, you know.
It's like, sorry.
So awkward. Anyway, what were we going to talk about today?
Our favorite Christmas songs.
Oh, yes.
Scotty wants to start. Look at him.
Well, let's start with you then, Scotty, because we've been giving you the shaft all week. So let's...
there's one, and Scary, maybe you could pull it up on YouTube for me because I can't play it from here, and it's not in the system because it's super dirty. I don't know if you can do it or not. But
Rocky might be able to on his phone and then play it in.
On your phone.
I got to get my connector.
What's it called?
It's called Happy Holidays, You Bastard. It's a hidden track on Blink-182's album from like 15 years ago. You don't know it's there until you keep playing and the last song ends and then it comes on like 30 seconds later. No one knows it's there. And it's so filthy. Right, it's quick. It's like 47 seconds.
Is it on iTunes?
I don't know.
YouTube. Go YouTube.
It's definitely
Scotty,
YouTube.
Is this on your original iPod?
It is on my iPod, yes.
It has black and white, click wheel, everything.
Yeah. I still have that, but it's super
filthy. How does it
filthy.
Go?
What?
How does it go?
Sing it for us.
It's Christmas Eve and I'm not getting any fucking presents. Christmas Eve and I'm not getting any fucking presents. Oops.
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, were you in the air?
Yeah.
No, you were not.
Oh my God.
No, I didn't say that on the air.
Okay, here we go.
Gosh.
All right, let's see if this works. There's maybe an ad. Hold on. Oh, there's an ad. Quick.
Sorry.
It's 10 seconds long. Here, let me pull this down. We're not giving them free advertising.
I love how there's like a nice, sweet apple pie ad right before a filthy Christmas song.
Here it goes.
I had no idea Blink-182 had a holiday catalog.
Here you go.
It's Christmas Eve and I've only wrapped two fucking presents. Christmas Eve and I've only wrapped two fucking presents. And I hate your guts. I hate your guts. And I'll never talk to you again. Unless you're Dallas or me,
this puts me in the spirit.
Wait. Doesn't that sound just like Scotty B? A
little bit.
Unless you're down to suck me off.
That's what I thought he said. Unless your mom will jerk me off, I think he said.
What kind of a song is this?
Scotty! Did he say ejaculate into a sock?
Into a sock, yeah.
Hold on. Yeah. Why does he? Hold on. I got questions. Why does he want the dad to suck him off and the mom to jerk him off? I would think it would be the other way around.
Should it be the opposite?
You really need to ask that question.
Yeah. Froggy.
Wow. I was just thinking it. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Well, we can't play that on the big show.
No.
But wait a minute, Scotty. Yeah. When we said, what were you going to ask us to play for your Christmas song?
It wasn't that one. They have a Christmas song that's arable.
Okay, because you said Blink 182.
I won't be home for Christmas. We have that in our system. Yeah. We can play that.
Maybe we'll play it Monday.
I can't imagine why we don't have the other one. I mean,
tomorrow.
Really.
We're off on Monday, Scotty. We're not here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's why we'll play it Monday, because no one's here.
Oh, Scotty.
Don't get butt hurt. We'll play your song eventually. All right, Garrett, you weren't with us. Or no, were you when we were talking about Christmas music?
Yeah, we were talking about Christmas music. Yeah, today or last week?
Yeah, today.
Today? Yeah, no. I mean, it's a classic for me. It's you know, not Froggy singing it, but it's NSYNC's Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Hmm.
Okay, yeah, you like that one. Yeah, like my version's not way better, but okay.
It is.
It's close. It is close. But it gives that same feeling of, like, you know, you hear it and it's just like an upbeat, like, tempo, like, puts a smile on your face. I don't see anybody disgruntled after they hear it.
Yeah.
True. I dare say that's one of like half a dozen Christmas songs.
Right.
I don't mind from the current era because I don't know. For me, like, Christmas songs stopped right around like 1967. And I just, I hear like somebody do a cover and I'm like, no, sorry, that's Bing Crosby's song. You can't do
I love them.
Really?
Like, I think Michael Bublé did a really good job of All I Want for Christmas Is You. I think his version's totally different than Mariah's, but it's really, really good. I like it.
Do we have that, by chance?
And he does a really great Santa baby, and he asks for, like, a Rolex. He asks for all things a dude would ask for.
Let me look for
it. It's actually really cool. Yeah.
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
His album, his Christmas album is awesome.
It is really, really good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we do have it.
Unfortunately.
Wow. It's good.
By the way, can I call Scary out? Did you ever notice when he doesn't want to play something, he's like, yeah, I'm not seeing it in the computer. I'm calling bullshit. There's times where you do that.
No, I never, ever fake it. I will always pull it up, but I will begrudgingly pull it up, like this.
Begrudgingly.
So nice.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Casio keyboard.
Don't want a lot for Christmas. There's just one thing I need. I don't care about those presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. You know that all I want for Christmas is you.
How do you not like that? That's okay, a bop.
That's so good.
No one is going to have the balls in this room to say it, but I'm going to say it.
What?
Oh.
I fucking hate All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey.
Oh.
I hate
what?
It.
That's not balls. That's just wrong. It's incorrect.
It also sounded just like Robbie Williams' Angel.
What?
So let's put it out there. Scary Jones' social media is at Scary Jones for all those that are watching and want to send hate towards that way. So at Scary Jones.
But you shouldn't hate if he doesn't like it,
That song was made popular in the early 90s, 93, 94, right? Mariah Carey. She wrote the song. She sings the song. In those first couple of years, I thought it was okay. But now it is the absolute worst. It is the most overplayed Christmas song. I understand why, because it's also the most loved by so many people. I am not one of them. I'm not a fan. I'm not jumping on the bandwagon. I'm not sugarcoating it. I'm sorry. I hate it.
Oh. Mm. And Scotty, you talked about Robbie Williams' Angel.
Yeah.
That's a huge one in the UK, and apparently at you know how, you know, at some parties in the States, at certain parts of songs, you scream out the lyrics, everybody has to do it. That song in the UK, it's like a rite of passage for everybody to know all the lyrics and scream it at the top of their lungs in the UK.
Interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
But we're not in the UK, so.
Okay, but it's a great...
we're allowed to know things about other countries.
It's a great fucking song, so shove it up your ass.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, play that bloody fucking song where
play
we all scream.
I'm going to scream
it
out.
Song. Do you guys like Christmas Love from Justin Bieber?
No.
Wait, listen.
I'd rather Mistletoe.
Wait. It's so good.
See, for me, Mistletoe is where it's at for Justin
Bieber.
That's
a good one, too.
Mistletoe's good.
But Christmas Love, when Preston was in his car seat and he would get to a certain point of the song and I would say, I don't need anything but you for Christmas, like you're my Christmas love, I'd always look back at the car seat and see my little guy sitting there and I'd smile. Oh. It made me feel so good.
How about Have a Funky, Funky Christmas from the New Kids on the Block? Yeah. Anyone?
I don't think I even know that.
Have a Funky, Funky Christmas.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I don't know.
Scary, you hate the biggest Christmas song of all time, but you love New Kids on the Block.
I mean, because you don't hear it very often. That one and this one's for the children from New Kids.
This one's
for the children. Children of the world. Listen, The 12 Pains of Christmas.
No!
Come on. Elvis hates that song. One of my favorites.
Oh,
the first thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me, rigging up the lights. And finding a Christmas tree.
And you know what? I think we're out of time. That's such a
shame.
Gosh darn it.
Merry Christmas.
But you guys didn't even vote for your shit.
We're out of time. Sorry, Scary. You shouldn't have sang the last chorus. But it was a pleasure doing the 15-minute morning show.
Oh, is it really done?
Yeah, we're done.
How is it done? Nobody gave their vote. You made me put myself out there with Mariah Carey.
We're renaming
it. And now you're shutting this shit down?
Today's
the 11-minute morning show.
Watches this.
At Scary Jones for your complaints.
Yeah,
thank
Mariah.
You.
We love you, Mariah. It's scary.
Bye.
Bye.
The 15-minute morning show.
Time.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.